This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. This week, a tiny company introduced what it says will be the first affordable plug-in electric car. Coda Automotive says it would begin sales next year of its four-door, five-passenger sedan. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren went along for a spin.
I get my first glimpse of the Coda parked in front of a ritzy hotel a few blocks from the White House. It looks like a generic beige sedan. But when Coda CEO Kevin Zinger pops what normally would be the gas cap, there's no place to put gasoline.
It's on a non-liquid diet.
So how do I fuel this car?
You open up the battery port right here. You simply put your cord in right here. And then you'll plug into the three-prong outlet and charge up. And then you'll get transportation for 2 cents a mile.
That's his estimate for how much the electricity would cost on average. When Zinger starts up the car and drives around town, it makes almost no noise, not even when he accelerates quickly. The Coda goes 100 miles on one charge. It can hit speeds up to 80 miles per hour and go 0 to 60 in less than 11 seconds. But Zinger says what's really remarkable about the Coda is it will help cut greenhouse gas emissions and wean America from foreign oil.
We believe that will be the start of a revolution that will change the energy regime that we use and change the way that people transport themselves.
Zinger calls the Coda the world's first safe, affordable, mass-manufactured all-electric car. But when it goes on sale in California next year, its sticker price is expected to be $45,000. That doesn't sound so cheap to me. But Zinger assures me that tax breaks and incentives will make it cheaper.
After the federal and state rebate and subsidies, it will cost net to the consumer in California $32,500.
Zinger says the price is high because 45% of the cost of making the car goes to pay for its game-changing lithium-ion battery. Zinger hopes within a few years, economies of scale and a lighter chassis will drive down the cost to less than $25,000. For now, Coda's batteries are made in China, but that could change. The company hopes to score some of the $2 billion in stimulus money the Obama administration is offering to jumpstart U.S. production of advanced batteries. Coda is pairing up with Yardney Technical Products. That Connecticut company makes lithium-ion batteries for Mars rovers. Yardney President Vince Yavoli says the two companies make a good fit.
We want to leapfrog what the current industry is doing, which is the hybrid electric vehicle, and go straight into electric. And these guys have sort of the same vision as we do.
Yardney and Coda hope to retool a former Lego factory in Connecticut to build the batteries. But analysts say they have some steep competition from the likes of Toyota, Ford, Nissan, and GM.
The lithium technology is fabulous technology. Everybody is working on it.
David Cole heads the Center for Automotive Research. He says it won't be easy for Coda to come out ahead of the pack.
It's a very dangerous industry for a rookie to play in. This is a very fast track with some horses that are really top-notch.
Cole says Coda has to convince consumers. Drivers have lots of anxiety about all-electric vehicles that can't go far without being recharged. And people need places to plug in the cars, at home and on the road.
Very, very few people are going to make a sacrifice of any significant amount just to drive an electric vehicle.
Cole says plug-in hybrids, like the Chevy Volt, are a better bet. Those cars would switch to gasoline engines after their lithium-ion batteries run out. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.